I think we're live.
Are we live, really?
I think so. Okay. We're still alive anyway.
Well, let's see if we really are live, because it doesn't show me that we're live.
She's checking her phone.
Well, because I have to share it to my page.
So anyway, welcome. Welcome into Denim and Pearls. Welcome to the porch. And today's topic, the flow. But before we get to that, let's make sure we like, share, and love each other, and especially us. Make sure you put it out there on Facebook and all those other places. Check out YouTube. Yada, 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 yada. Are you done yet?
Nope. Still have to share it one more place.
Oh, one more time.
Keep going. Keep going.
We need a producer in the background that can do all this for us.
We do.
We need to step it up in this thing. But we're going to talk about the flow today, which is going to be really interesting because it's like one of Michelle's favorite topics. Are you done? I think she got
now
it.
Now I am.
Awesome. So welcome to Denim and Pearls.
My name is Dr. Michelle Moross.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
That pearls makes it always seem so sophisticated.
That's how we add the sophistication. We just say the word pearls.
It sets the standard for everything. So the flow.
You got to go with the flow till the flow don't go no more.
Why didn't you say that song earlier?
Because I couldn't think of the lyrics.
Oh, there you go.
Who sings that?
I have no idea.
Toby Keith or somebody like that?
Could be, very well.
But anyways, we're talking about the flow because a lot of us, I've heard it from a lot of people that, you know, ever since the eclipse, things just feel kind of weird. Not even there. A lot of off, right?
We even went to a show. They thought it was the end of the world or something. The rapture.
The rapture.
The sun doing something that it naturally does is now the rapture. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's like, where are you getting that from?
But that really has nothing to do with the flow.
No, we are talking about my favorite subject where I love to say it's a give a mouse a cookie concept. Basically, one thing leads to another. But we've used that title before, so we went with the flow because things tend to have its pattern. And even when you're doing something and something throws it off, something else comes up. Mm-hmm. It's like water. It goes around, over, or through, but it finds another way. So,
Well, it's everything. I mean, we talked about it before. We talked about my basement where, you know, I tear the wall out and then I find out that there's more that I've got to clean before I can do whatever I'm going to do next. And you know, so you get to that. And I really picture it in an old house. If you've ever had an old house that you wanted to do work on, yeah, we'll go in and we'll tear up the floor here just to, you know, replace it or whatever. You rip it up, and the next thing you know, you're replacing floor joists and concrete stands.
And I was thinking of something as simple as we're planning a trip to Croatia. We're on a private yacht to Croatia. And I know that sounds hoity-toity, but it's kind of a one-in-a-lifetime kind of chancy thing to do. And so Julie, his wife, and I were talking about our give a mouse a cookie thing.
Oh my God. So what am I in for?
You are in for a treat.
Because I know you guys had like an hour and a half conversation last night.
Oh, because we're like, if we're going all the way over to Italy, right? And then we're going to be on a yacht. We come back, we have to fly through Zurich. Our original flight plan meant we went through Zurich. We're in the airport for 5 hours and then we'd get on a plane and we keep going. Okay. And Julie and I were talking. We said, why don't we get out? Stay a full day in Zurich. And so that one little subject of why are we staying in the airport for 5 hours? Can't we get out? To, oh, we should just get a hotel room. Oh, if we get a hotel room, we need to find a place that's close to where all the walking stuff. Oh, we have to go by Old Town. Oh, but in Old Town, there's a museum. Oh, if we go in the museum, then we should probably get on the tram because the tram has a fondue. It's a fondue tram that brings you through all of Zurich. Oh, but if we do that, and so it just kept going. And the next thing I knew, it's we're going to stay 2 nights in Zurich. And we're
going
to work.
We moved to 2 nights now?
It's a night and a half. We're going to leave late on that last night. And so it went from we're just passing through to this is all we need to do. Oh, and while we're there, oh, it's the home of Lindt chocolate. And so it just kept going. It's like, okay, now we need like a full day there. There's a Lindt museum there.
That sounds not necessarily give a mouse a cookie. That sounds more like brainstorming.
No, it's a give a mouse a cookie.
Because when you brainstorm, you always go for the highest thing that you can get, the biggest dream. It's just like Galaxy Fest. We are going to have the biggest thing in the world, and we're going to have 300,000 people at this event, and we're going to have this and that, and we're going to be able to do this, and the next thing you know, it turns into 5,000 people. And one or two of the big things, but not very.
I'll say right now, the only thing we've both decided we should not do is we're not going up into the Alps or something like that. We're not going to go to the Matterhorn. We're not going to the Matterhorn, so we're going to stay in town.
Where they got that? What's that big horn called? That I mean, it was in Sound of Music even.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, that sits on the ground. You know,
Ricola, that kind of thing. But that's, in my mind, it is a give a mouse a cookie, because we went from how do we utilize 5 hours in Zurich to the best of our ability? And it ended up being, we can't do 5 hours in Zurich because just getting back through customs is going to take that long. So we have to spend a full day just so we can enjoy, put boots on the ground, go to Hard Rock, get a t-shirt. I mean, that kind of thing.
I don't have a Hard Rock Switzerland. Or Zurich in this case.
It's Switzerland. But anyways, that's why we need to go. And so that was what I had, the whole go with the flow. The flow is, we're there. You might as well enjoy it. No sense sleeping on an airport floor, waiting for the flight. We're going to leave, enjoy ourselves, have a nice rest at a hotel, get to experience breakfast in Zurich, and then leave.
Okay, so let's quit bragging about ourselves and our fancy little trip we're taking this year.
Well, it's fancy, but as I told your wife last night, it'll be on a budget, because by the time we get through that yacht and everything else, we need to watch our funds, or it's a pricey trip.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I want to get back to everyday life here.
Well, it's the same thing with everyday life. I mean, you get, let's say, here's one in your stance.
Buffalo
wakes up and the tire of the car is a little low. Okay, well, fill up the tire. You fill up the tire and you drive for a little bit, it gets warmer, and then suddenly the pressure on the tire goes down again. Oh, crap, what is that? Is that a slow leak, or is there a nail in there? What's going on? Oh, well, it didn't go down anymore, so I'll fill it up, it'll be fine. 2 days later, it's dropped like 10 pounds in the tire. Okay, now what do we have to do? Now you have to bring it in, now you have to do this, and you have to check, and while you check, you have to balance those tires. Oh, wait. You can't change one tire. You've got to change two tires. And so that's a give a mouse a cookie. It go with the flow. Things have to happen. Go ahead.
You know more about my car than I do right now. But we did get it. Well, no, you're almost right.
Oh, really?
You're about this far, just this far off. We put the car in. We took it in. It actually had a screw in the tire.
Oh, I was right.
In the back tire. So we took it in. They repaired it, the whole nine yards. But the first thing the guy says to me when I walked up, you know, your front tires are probably pretty bald. You might want to replace them.
See?
Well, needless to say, I already knew this, but this is just one of those things that kind of confirmed the fact that, yeah, now I need to
do it. Now you have to do it. And so, and that comes up to the thing, well, I didn't budget to change two tires. I just put in a whole bunch of money in this X other thing. So do I let this other thing slack a little bit so I can finish the task that needs to be done right now? Mm-hmm. The task right now is you must change those two tires. Okay, I'm going to change those two tires. So this other thing that I thought I was going to do is now going to be moved to a next back burner.
Right.
That's going with the flow, not freaking out that this thing isn't happening immediately.
Well, sometimes I think we get into these give a mouse a cookies. I think we get into the flow of things and we keep going and going and going, and it's all comfortable. And it goes back to your rut comment.
Rut in a grave.
Rut in, difference between a rut and a grave is dimensions. See, I remember these things.
You do.
I always remember that one because I just think it pips a picture in my head. But we do all of this stuff and we get into the flow of things and we go and we go and we go. And I said, and I think sometimes we actually got to step back
and evaluate.
And evaluate this issue. So we need to SWOT it.
He can be taught. It's only been 2 years or so.
I'm putting all this together. All of your quotes together. We got to SWAT this thing or check it out or evaluate the situation and then go back and go, where did I detour? Did I detour?
And did I prioritize something that really didn't need to be as prioritized as I thought?
Because when we get into that little rut and we just keep following and following and following, and sometimes things jump in our way and we may go off course or whatever. We've talked about that here not too long ago. All of these things that are just happening. And I'll give you a perfect example. We're working with Not So Minicon right now, mm-hmm. which is April 28th.
In Colorado Springs.
In Colorado Springs, at a little mini con. 30 vendors, whatever. Anyway.
If you want to be a vendor, you might want to contact.
Yeah,
you.
I have like three spots left. I can't get that third finger up. But with that, it's like, okay, we were talking about getting sponsors. Well, when you talk about getting sponsors, it's not as easy as walking up to somebody and said, hey, give me money. Or will you give me money?
I wish it was that easy.
I really wish it was. But now it becomes, you've got to put together a one-sheeter saying, this is who we are. This is what we do. This is why I need your money. And this is what you're going to get for your money.
And this is your return on investment. And this is why you should trust me with your money.
Right. So that one little idea of getting sponsors turns into hours and hours worth of work just to put it together to make it happen. However, it's going to help us in the long run. It may not help us for April 28th getting more sponsors than what we already have, but it will help us when the next one in July, the next one in July happens.
That's why it's important to realize that when you're going with the flow, sometimes you're going to hit an obstacle. And is it really an obstacle, or does it really just need to be moved to another time period? Sometimes we think just because it pops up in our mind, it's the one that must be done. Sometimes it's not. It's just an awareness that you need to address it later.
Well, what was neat is I put together, and I've always put together our one sheets and stuff. It's not like this is my first rodeo. But what I didn't think of is Kristen, who is in charge of all of our cosplay stuff, She and Jenny, who are working together on working the cosplay stuff, they decided to do sponsorship just for the cosplay stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's genius. Well, I had never thought of it.
Well, and I told you, you should have a sponsor for everything that happens at the event.
Sponsor my celebrity, sponsor.
Sponsor your
exactly.
Drinks,
and I think we will definitely grow into
sponsor
that.
Your lanyard, sponsor. And then that way people have a tangible, where's my money going?
Right.
And then when they walk into the con, they do, I sponsored the lanyards. Look at all the people with the lanyards on it. You know, that kind of thing. Right. People like tangible things. And so when you say a sponsor for the event, they do, where's my money go? You're the sponsor for all the food for the celebrities. Oh, well, that's easy enough. Look, they're eating. You know, that kind of thing.
They got their money's worth.
Yeah. So people like tangible things. So no matter what you're doing, whenever you're, let's say, you're more than likely in some business that's selling something, your client doesn't care about all the different features. They care about what are they going to get? What's in it for them? Just like with you with the sponsorship. Sponsors, they gladly give you money if you can tell them what are they specifically going to get? What will make them stand out? What will make them look good?
This doesn't deserve a yeah, but I'm going to give it a yeah, but. It's really difficult to think in the terms of what a sponsor would want. Especially when you know what you have to offer, but you don't remember what you have to offer. And you have to think about that and put all of that together.
Well, and that's
why it takes so long to do it and, give a mouse a cookie and look at all the brain work I got to do now.
But what's nice about that, what's nice about that is this is the first not so mini con. So these sponsors that are trusting you with their money to do what you need to do to make this first bigger event happen, not so many a con event happen. When you see that event occur, you will be able to tell them the next event, your money can go to this. You can sponsor this.
Right.
You can sponsor this. And what's beautiful about this in not so many con, in the con world, people like to have their logos on things. They would be able to put their logo on those particular things. I mean, it would be huge advertising. So keep that in your mind.
Oh, radio spots, different things like that. Well, this is not the first event. It's just the first not so event. Mm-hmm. It has a certain budget to it, and radio and TV spots are not there yet.
Unless you're in radio and TV and would like to be a sponsor
and
for
donate.
Not so Minicon, please donate so that we can advertise Not So Minicon. Now, the important thing about Not So Minicon is a lot of things that happen in Colorado tend to always happen in Denver. And what's really crazy is we have a very large population in Colorado Springs that have money and have a lot of travel experience and can contribute. But people look at Denver all the time and they don't even think about Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Not So Minicon is bringing the horde of masses that people that tend to go to Denver to Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. So if you can help advertise it outside of Colorado Springs, you will be part of this shifting of mindsets here in Colorado Springs. Heck, fly in. It'll be fun.
I actually have people driving up here just for this event, which is only 5 hours long. I actually have people coming in from New Mexico and Denver.
See?
Albuquerque.
You want to be a part of it.
And Denver.
Well, just think, it's like a normal business conference. Some of us fly in for a conference that's 5 hours long, and then we leave the next day.
No, we just need to get Eric in.
Dear Eric Swanson, please come.
Mr. Awesome.
Sir, Mr. Awesome.
Sure, awesome.
But that's the thing, is there's so much potential and growth here that we can create the Not So Mini Con in a whole new light and bring in completely different people and different ideas, right, and expand. This is beautiful. It's exciting. I think I might be more excited about it than he is.
As Galaxy Fest goes, and our topic today, the flow and give a mouse a cookie kind of thing, when we originally did Galaxy Fest, we put the sponsor package together. We put all of this stuff together. We put numbers together. It was all this other kind of stuff so that we could go to one of the boards here in the city and get money, because mm-hmm. they divvy out money for events. And we ended up with a small amount of money. It was nowhere near what some of these bigger events like the Hill Climb make or whatever. But putting that whole different package together, I learned that it's not just where the money's spent. It's also for the city, it's what's in it for them. Well, what's in it for them is how many hotel rooms are you going to get? How many plane flights are coming in? How many nights are they staying? What's your attendance in all the hotel rooms? Because all of that stuff adds up to money for the city.
Well, and think of all the restaurants that are around this venue that we
exactly
chose. There's a lot of merch that can happen in that area. A lot of selling that can happen. This is big. And
that was Galaxy Fest. We'll eventually get Not So to that point, and we'll get back to Galaxy Fest. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like we built had the big one, and then we made it small, and then we got a little bit bigger, and now we got one more step to go after this.
Well, and so I'm thinking of
we're putting it together more logically this time.
Well, like Craig Deswalt of Rock Your Life, he had huge events, and then he shrunk them down, and now he's doing smaller, bigger events. I know that sounds crazy, smaller, bigger events, but very specialized, you know, 30 people on a cruise or 30 people in a room with a huge celebrity who trains them. You know, it's kind of cool.
Right.
Sometimes you've got to pull back in order to see a better picture and then come back in.
Out of body experience.
Huh? I did not say that.
Out of body experience is kind of the same idea. If you've ever experienced or not ever experienced, it doesn't really matter at this point. But it's like going outside of your body and looking down on you to figure out who you are, where you are.
And that's why SWATs are important. SWATs, right, you're going from the outside look and doing, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. Oh, these are the things I can improve on. These are the things I actually kind of like them this way. Oh, this is something I need to watch out for. It's a 30,000 foot view mm-hmm. of what's happening. And you can be a part of that.
Well, that's what leaders are good at. Mm-hmm. Managers, kind of, sort of, but leaders.
You know, managers manage what the leaders set.
That's one way to look at it. Yeah. The leader has a tendency to see what's moving around. And that's kind of the way it goes with Galaxy Fest too, because I've got different people coming on to do different tasks that I can't. There's no way I could run a Comic-Con all by myself. It's impossible. Even if I was to put it all together by myself, which I was doing before, but I still had somebody help here and somebody help here, or somebody stepped in to help.
Delegation.
Well, yeah, there is delegation. But when you have something so small and you think you can just run it yourself, if you really look at how things happen, there's people who will step up just to help make it happen. Mm-hmm. So in that particular point, you are no longer doing it yourself.
Yeah, you've got to share the vision. You've got to share that dream so other people do. Ooh, I love that dream. I love that vision. I want to be a part of that. I want to be at the base ground to help you with that. And that's really what's happening with Not So MiniCon right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of
people are getting excited and saying, I'm really good at, that's what we're looking for. And so in your business or whatever you do, that's what you're looking for. You are wanting to share that story. So when you go to networking meetings and things like that, you share that bigger vision. And that's how you partner with people. And that's why I got hooked up with Perfect Publishing. I shared my bigger vision. And he's like, oh, I can get behind that. I can help you with that. And so we trade services. And now I'm doing story editing.
And that's all good, especially when
Times Square billboard. I mean, it's all the things that happen in the business world. There's a lot of, I'll help you with this, you help me with that.
Right. There is a lot of that, but sometimes it's really, what's the word I'm looking for? I wouldn't say depressing, but kind of a downer when people don't see your vision, when you're trying to sell that vision.
Well, if you're selling the vision, yeah, and they don't see it, then they're not the people who are building that.
Right. But it's just like anything else. I mean, especially if you're into the direct sales type stuff, how many no's can I go through before I get a yes?
Yeah, those are.
That's the challenge. How many no's can I make? How many no's before I get a yes? Because not every no is just a not now. I mean, there's all kinds of little things that you can come up with when it comes to sales and doing that. But you have to get the no's to get the yeses. Sometimes you get a yes right away. Sometimes you don't.
Well, and that's why.
But it's really difficult when you have a whole string of no's.
Well, and that's why it's important that when you're let's say in direct sales, that you're not selling the actual product. You're selling the feeling. You're selling the emotion. You're selling the family, right, that they're joining. Because a lot of people aren't. They can buy that same product from 15 other people. What you're selling is why they want to do it with you.
Oh, exactly. And especially when it comes to non-tangible stuff like life insurance and investments, yeah, because you,
why you,
why now? Well, because of later, selling that later, because I'm not handing you a pen. This is what you just bought. I'm not handing you a car. This is what you just paid for. I'm handing you your future. I'm handing you, yeah, comfort.
But what I was trying to tell you is there are 15 billion people who do what you do.
Oh, exactly.
And so why work with you? Well, that's really what you're selling.
Because I'm a pretty face.
Because I care. Because I won't let you go. Because I will keep watch on your whatever you're doing so that if anything changes, I can step in and advise you. You're selling you. That's why when I talk about being the best version of you and unapologetically you, it's because in everything you do in business or pleasure, because if you're dating, you're doing the same thing. You are selling why they want to be with you. Because everyone can buy a widget from another person. You are not the only widget seller. Understand that. They have many, many choices.
Unless you can create, we'll take this back, okay, unless you can create your blue ocean.
Okay, go ahead.
Then you're your only widget seller.
How many people make their own blue ocean?
That, you know, it's really difficult these days.
I know. Which is,
you know, why we
got to focus on how are you stepping above all the other widget sellers?
Well, I just got to thinking about, I was talking about it last night, perspective. Mm-hmm. When Elvis used to come on stage or go on the TV, people, especially the older people, not the younger kids of the time, the older people were like, oh my gosh, he's gyrating his hips on TV. That's just the end of it. The world is coming to an end. All these other kind of things. And at that time, I'm thinking, you know, that was the 1950s. I'm thinking there was so many widgets and such that we've made progress since then. But did those people in those days say there's nothing left to create? Mm-hmm. So now we sit at this point, what is it, 50 years later, 60 years later, whatever. What? That'd be 70 years later. Oh my goodness. But we sit at that time frame now today and we go, what else can be created? What else is new? What else can we come up with? It's at this point, I think it is difficult, but it's still there. There's always opportunity because where there's a brain, there's an imagination. Ooh, that's a good one. Where there's a brain, there's an imagination.
Where there's a thought, there's imagination.
Where there's a thought, there's a dream. Mm-hmm. Ooh,
I like that one.
We're getting deep in here.
I like that one better. Well, and, but that's the thing is, go create your own blue ocean by being uniquely you. Because remember, when someone is buying from you or you want them to buy from you, whatever product you have, no matter if it's tangible or intangible, they're not buying the product. They're buying you. And that's why we are doing, that's why we do Denman Pearls, to help you see different perspectives on every kind of business and in relationships. That's why we always talk about business at the beginning, and then we bring it into relationships, because how you work your relationships, you also work your business unconsciously. And so that's why we tie the two. They're the same. If you don't get along with your family, more than likely you're pushing people away from your business. So you've got to find a happy medium that makes you uniquely you, authentically you, in both instances, because that way you don't have to do, oh, and who am I today in front of this client? No, this potential client, just be you. And then that is the power of being and creating your own blue ocean, because you are so unique in the world. Each of us have a fingerprint. And none of them are the same.
Look, Raven joined us. I haven't seen Raven in a long time. And she says, imagination is key to a fruitful life.
Yes, it is. And so go be the best version of you. Stop
and
trying,
she loves us.
Stop trying to be someone else or some other, or you know, and a lot of the multi-level marketing people say, and this is a spiel you're supposed to say, and make sure you say this. Well, do it in your way.
Because, oh, I learned that task a long time ago.
Yeah, because you've got to think, if everyone's learning the same script and you go into a networking meeting or you do a presentation, these people have been to that same presentation. And if you're verbatim, you are not different. You are not special. So you have to make whatever that script is yours.
Well, when we were doing, Linda and I were doing all of the networking groups a long time ago, well, a few years ago, when we were doing them so often, I learned everybody's product out there. Mm-hmm. Okay. You hear about the Scentsy's and the oils and the Mary Kay's, and you do all this kind of stuff. Well, if you ever go to their presentations and you analyze their presentations, guess what? They're all exactly the same, except for the fact that they use whatever their trademark is. Mm-hmm. They're 90% the same.
One of the best things to do in a networking meeting. So if you run a networking meeting or are you part of a networking meeting, I suggest you do something that will really throw people off and make you realize what everyone is actually saying. Have everybody look to the person on their right and introduce them instead.
Yeah.
Instead of themselves, let the person on the right introduce. And what you'll find out is everyone has heard something different from each of you. And that way, you know, am I messaging correctly? Am I really saying what I want to say? Mm-hmm. Because that's what the other person's introducing you as.
But everybody's trained in sales. And I still live by the fact that you can't sell a salesman. Okay. You can give me something I may be interested in, I'll buy it. But because of the words that you say, doesn't necessarily make me interested in buying that product, because I've heard those words so many times over and over and over again. Now, if you want to get down into with me, if you want to get down into details because I'm interested and you want to get into some of the details and I can ask the questions, that's where I get sold.
Well, here's my thing.
And the person, of course. But the person is right at the top.
I'm about to throw him for a loop.
No, you're not. You're never going to throw me for a loop.
I sold the salesman. He works with me. He helps me. How do you think I got him?
That's because I went along with it.
Why?
Just because.
Why?
Because relationship.
Because you trust me, you believe in me, and you know I won't screw you.
I hope not.
Exactly. So that's the thing. He trusted me. He believes in me. He believes in my dream. He can see the same dream. So although he didn't want to get into all this mess, he wants to speak. He came with me because he sees the potential of what this is going to be in Michelle Inc.
Well, let's get this ship together.
Yeah.
Let's get moving.
And we are moving. We're moving exponentially, actually. If you look at my pattern, I don't move slow. But what's so beautiful about it is I sold the salesman not realizing I was selling the salesman. He didn't need me to hand and spoon him the facts because he wants to know his own facts. So what I gave him was, this is what I want. And he went and researched the possibilities.
Here's Raven's comment.
What?
He knows what's real.
Yeah. And that's what we're talking about going with the flow. People won't go with your flow if they know you're BSing them in some way, shape, or form, they can feel it.
Well, the old story, you can't BS a BSer.
Yeah, you can't BS a BSer. And you can't sell a salesman unless they believe in your dream and know that you're real. So go be you. Go be real.
Mm-hmm. And then there's other factors that always come in too. You got to remember that too. There's always other factors. That, and they're always the same factors.
Okay, then what are they?
Time and money. Mm-hmm. Which actually interprets to money. Interest and money.
Yeah, that's right. Money. It's always money.
Whether I'm willing to part with my money. Mm-hmm. Do I have enough money to part with? It always comes down to money and time.
Mm-hmm. And how do I recoup it fast?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, if you go to the bar and you drink a beer, you've got the time and you've got the money. But if you don't have the money, you're not getting the beer.
What is that? There's a...
There's some people who need to learn that when it comes to paying for things.
Well, I'm thinking of, there's a Black Eyed Peas song where she says, my daddy told me if you ain't got the money, take your broke ass home.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
and that's really all of it in life. You have, if you want to be part of something, if you want to do something, there's some sort of investment. It may be cash money. It may be time money. And in my case, time money is far more expensive than cash money.
There's one other one too, which we don't normally speak of. What? But it has become more of an issue and it becomes more of an asset these days. Emotionals. Emotion. How much emotion, how much do it drive and how much brain thought do you need to put into something in order to see a return? And is it worth it?
Yeah.
Is there an ROI on my
emotional toll?
Emotional toll.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's huge these days.
It's always been. People just didn't recognize it.
Right, right.
But now
we're at 30 minutes too, you know.
Oh, we're already at 30 minutes?
Yeah, we are. Actually, okay. We're at 31.
Well, thank you so much for watching this live and joining us here on
That's Denver one Club. Way to stop the conversation.
Well, it's because this is the kind of conversation that started Denim and Pearls. We would get so deep into things like these kind of conversations and realize that these are conversations that people don't normally have. And so if you like these kind of conversations, if you like these deep thoughts and going into these wormholes about why would we go with the flow and why aren't people buying from me? Why am I, whatever the why is, join us because one, you never know what we're going to talk about. Two, you can tell us, hey, this is happening in my world. Talk about this and we'll go.
Let's use this analogy. Nobody sits on their porch anymore. We're sitting on the porch. Come visit.
Oh, yeah. Come visit.
And since you're enjoying the conversation, bring a friend.
Yeah. Come join us on the porch.
So in other words, in this world, like and share. See how I did that?
Like and share and then come join us live because we're here every Friday at noon unless one of us is out of town.
Sometimes we pre-record. But anyway.
Yeah, sometimes we pre-record. So go be the best version of you. Be uniquely you. Create your blue ocean in however way you can. My name is Dr. Michelle Moraz.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch. Thank you so much for joining us today. And like and share. Take care.
Peace out.
Peace.